are here at the 2018 Correlation Client Conference in lovely San Diego, California, with Mr. Jack Smith from Pure IT Credit Union Service. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. How's the show going for you so far?
We're really enjoying it. I mean, we couldn't have a better host. Correlation has been fantastic. Every employee's come by our table to say thank you for being here. Their culture is outstanding. I mean, I've been very impressed.
Second to none. So, I mean, what do you guys want to accomplish here? I mean, it's pretty crowded in here in the vendor space right now. So what do you guys want to accomplish here?
So we're actually here for a multitude of reasons, but the main reason I would say is we've actually partnered with Correlation and written a white paper with them around how to solve the peripheral issues with virtual desktops when you implement Correlation in their environment. We as an organization actually provide strategic IT services for credit unions, and what I mean by that is we're trying to get credit unions to understand that they're no longer financial institutions that use technology, but they're technology institutions that provide financial services, and we're trying to walk them through that process and get more innovative, understand from people, process, policy, technology, the whole stack, what's your maturity level. We're building frameworks using ITIL, COBIT, Gartner's infrastructure and operations model specifically for credit unions. But with Correlation specifically, it's really been around the virtualization piece of the desktop and how do you implement that software and get the peripherals to work with a virtual desktop.
Okay.
So MAC addressing, IP, all those kind of things, that's really been the solution that we've been solving directly with Correlation.
Okay, and how does that trickle down to the member? Where's the member benefit in all of this? Is it a seamless thing?
Well, so you can do branch in a box, right? So in essence, you can take an iPad and you can now go out back to the community, which is where credit unions really started. And you can provide full financial services with an iPad.
Okay, got it.
You can take a check scanner with you. You can start to actually go to the community and provide those services. That's where the virtual desktop comes into play. It also comes into play by lowering the cost to the credit union from an operational standpoint, because they don't have to buy an expensive desktop. They can now go buy zero clients, thin clients, so they can operate their business at a more efficient and cost-effective level. And then from a security perspective, it actually keeps everything encrypted, in transit, at rest. The data is sitting in the data center versus being on a desktop. You've now limited that exposure for the credit union. So there's a multitude of reasons. So there's a member benefit, there's a credit union direct benefit from a compliance and security standpoint, and then there's a cost benefit to the credit union on how they operate their business.
And you forgot one, Jack.
What's that?
There's a cool factor involved.
There is.
When somebody walks
factor.
Up to you with an iPad and go, hey, how can we help you financially today? Holy smokes.
And that's where I'm not that cool. So I don't think about the cool factor, but I think about the
I'm thinking about that. That's really cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, and you can do your business through an iPad, through any type of device. You can even do it through your phone, and you can run a full desktop and have the full experience. And you can run Correlation and have the full suite that they offer from a Keystone perspective.
So looking at the bigger picture here, what trends or issues are you guys dealing with these days? What do you see coming down the railroad tracks?
Wow,
stuff.
Great issue. So we think that the biggest thing for credit unions right now to focus on from a compliance standpoint is micro-segmentation. And how do you take hyper-converged technologies and implement them into credit unions so that you get an extra layer of security and you segment things from other things so that if you were to get breached, it wouldn't affect the entire organization or the business and it wouldn't put the credit union down for days at a time? Because if you really calculate the cost of that, that's not good, right? And so for us and what we're focused on helping educate credit unions on is people, process, policy, technology, but then using micro-segmentation and hyper-converged technologies like software-defined networking, as an example, and really use that in your environment to lower your cost. And there, you can have this. I'm on a board of a credit union, right? So,
oh, good for you.
So what I was going to say, though, is in explaining that to the board, having a vendor that can actually come in and communicate, not from a speeds, feeds, technology perspective, but from a business perspective, that changes the game for a lot of credit unions.
Yeah, that resonates really well.
Because a lot of credit unions see IT as a cost center, and they don't know how to move that up the stack into a strategic conversation. So having someone that can actually articulate the business value, that adds a tremendous amount of value to credit unions.
Man, guys are doing all sorts of stuff. All right, cool. All right, last question for you here, because I know you got people over there in your booth over there. So how do you see the rest of 2018 shaping up here? I mean, we're almost halfway through already. Are you kidding me?
Actually. So for us, I mean, if you're asking it directly for Pure IT,
sure.
We're just growing right now rapidly. We started out 20 months ago. We're up to 24 credit unions right now that we're engaged in, and it just keeps growing and growing. So for us, it's hiring. It's trying to find really good talent so we can scale out and continue to grow.
Yeah. Everyone's looking for the good talent these days,
that
so you're
exactly
in the same
right.
boat. Jack, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
well
me.
Well done. Oh, you're
really
welcome.
Appreciate
keep
it.
Up the good work, all right? This is some cool stuff.